Political leaders across the board have been swift to condemn One Nation over the stunning revelations that they attempted to get millions of dollars in funding from the powerful US gun lobby, the lobby responsible for stymieing gun law reform in America, the NRA. One Nation's efforts to solicit money from the National Rifle Association and their plans to water down Australia's gun laws were exposed in an Al Jazeera investigation. The news network had a fake pro-gun advocate set up meetings between One Nation and the American Gun Group, secretly filming them talking about how much of Australian politics they could command with a few hefty donations. Political reporter Melissa Clark has been working on the story. Melissa, there are a lot of revelations in the documentary, including the prospect of gun lobby groups overseas buying influence over Australian politics. How many politicians here have scrambled to issue condemnations today?
Well, there's been a cavalcade of MPs condemning and asking for explanations of One Nation. The prospect of an American gun lobby group influencing politics in Australia has clearly been repellent to the broad Australian politic. And there are two aspects that have really caused the most ire. Firstly, the idea that someone might try to water down the National Firearms Agreement brought in after the 1996 Port Arthur massacre, particularly that someone being the NRA, the gun lobby group in America that local gun advocates here find extreme. And the other aspect, the fact that foreign funding was being sought, particularly given this was just prior to the federal parliament banning foreign funding for political organisations. So this chase for funding by One Nation was fairly ambitious, perhaps unrealistically so in the circumstances, but there was no evidence they succeeded in getting any funding. They certainly plotted for plenty, and they were recorded on that on secret camera.
We potentially balance the power if we took two seats in the lower house. I reckon you can do that with $2 million. If you went 20, you would own the lower house and upper house.
You would have the balance of power in both houses.
James Ashby and Steve Dixon there plotting what they could do if they had funding from the gun lobby. Now, they have responded to the Al Jazeera allegation. Firstly, they hit out at Al Jazeera and the undercover reporter who filmed these exchanges and helped arrange some of the meetings. They accused them of spying and of foreign interference. Here's how Steve Dixon sees it.
There are many, many things that were videoed, and I believe a lot of those things were taken out of sequence. And I'm going to make this point very clearly. I'm going to apologise to the people of Australia for some of the things that Roger Muller has taped me saying when we were having a few drinks at the bar at our local hotel. And I don't talk like that publicly. We were three men talking together and we were having scotches for about 3 or 4 hours. And that is the truth of the matter.
So that was Steve Dixon there, and he was explaining the remarks that were recorded in this secret footage that was captured. He was saying they were just guys going out, having a drink, getting on the sauce was how they described it, and they claimed that the context wasn't shown. James Ashby was making the allegations against Al Jazeera, claiming that they were foreign spies. We can hear that now.
That was a discussion, and you'll note during the recording, that was a discussion had during a drinking session with Roger Muller and Steve Dixon and I. Well, Roger Muller had organised these meetings. This was a deliberate setup by the Qatari government under Al Jazeera.
You
asked a question, I'm going to give you an answer. He set these meetings up. This is skullduggery at its worst. This is the very first time Australia has witnessed political interference from a foreign government.
James Ashby there. So, Melissa, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is among those to condemn this. But has the sight of One Nation's top operators happily selling themselves to become tools of the NRA shifted him on the question of preferencing One Nation at the election?
Well, his language is hardened, but the message on preferences remains the same at this time. He says that they need to wait for all nominations once the election is called. He says in case there's someone worse than One Nation that they might want to have lower on a how-to-vote suggestion for voters. But what has changed is his language. It has hardened. On the weekend, he was being pressed about whether he considered One Nation to be racist, and he would simply say in response to that that Pauline Hanson didn't raise racist issues with him and that she had worked hard on issues that people cared about, whilst at the same time other Liberal MPs were saying One Nation's values values were repugnant. Switched to today, and after the revelations this morning, Scott Morrison has accused them of daring to seek to trade Australia's gun laws for money and for votes from a foreign buyer, and he says that's not on.
No law should be up to the highest bidder as some part of foreign interference. And it's our government that has actually put in place the laws that would make that impossible. At least it would make it unlawful in this country to do that. The fact that they were prepared to do it, if you're ever wondering why you shouldn't be voting One Nation, there's a pretty good reason.
Mel, it is a dilemma, though, for the coalition, isn't it, One Nation? It's long been so. It doesn't want to lose votes to them, but what's the cost of trying to compete on their terms or try to even pass, you know, use preferences with them? How is the Prime Minister, how's the party, the Liberal Party in particular, dealing with that?
Well, they're certainly struggling with it. We know that they've tossed up whether to take a softly approach or to go in hard and attack One Nation over the years, stretching back to the Howard era. More recently, they've taken a bit of an adopting approach, with Arthur Sinodinos, a senior government figure, suggesting that One Nation is more sophisticated than they used to be. Events might suggest otherwise from this morning. Scott Morrison has been under pressure to direct more condemnation to One Nation after Christchurch and former One Nation Senator Fraser Anning's comments about it. But they are still having to wrestle with this idea of how to win back the voters who are supporting One Nation, either by convincing them those parties like One Nation are extreme, or, as of occasion, moving towards the policy positions that those parties hold.
Melissa Clark, thank you very much. Mel Clark in Canberra for us.